With summer on the horizon and a lot of us looking forward to the end of the school year and the start of a new one, I thought it would be fun to talk about how we school year-round and the benefits of schooling year-round without actually schooling year-round in the true sense of the word. If you're interested in what I'm even talking about, if that makes no sense, make sure you listen to today's episode because I'm going to be talking about how we homeschool year-round using summer school aid and what that means. Glue. It's messy, it's sticky, it gets everywhere, but it's also really useful, just like the glue we need as homeschool moms to glue our chaotic, beautiful, and wonderfully messy days together with our children. I'm Sarah, homeschooling mom of three daughters, who is passionate about helping fellow homeschooling moms create intentional moments that act as glue, bringing entire families together. I create family-style resources for my business that can help act as the glue for your family, but I also share lots of ideas and encouragement here on this podcast. Whether you struggle with time management, overwhelm, or just exhaustion from all the hats you wear as a homeschool mom, I've got lots of simple ideas that can bring you from uninspired and tired to intentional and prepared. This homeschool life is a unique one that only fellow homeschool moms truly understand. I hope each episode leaves you inspired and ready to create a few moments to help glue your family together. Thanks for listening. Let's jump into it. Hello, welcome to the Homeschool Glue Podcast. I am Sarah. I am the mom of three. I am lover of all things homeschool, intentional motherhood, productivity, time management, and working and homeschooling at the same time. And today I wanted to talk about what a summer school aid is and how we are using that to homeschool year round. And it's actually something we've done the last couple summers. I just didn't have a name for it. And maybe it's something you kind of do too. And now you can give a name to what you are doing. But before we walk through what a summer school aid is, I just wanted to kind of go over the reasons why someone might homeschool year round and what the benefits are. Because, you know, I think there's a lot of benefits to continuing to school year round. So some of the benefits are you can take breaks when it is convenient for your family. One of the reasons why traditional schooling outside of the home can be really hard and frustrating at times is because kids get sick, parents get sick. People want to have vacations outside of the times that the school has days off. Maybe you're going, you know, everybody goes through hard times at some point, and it would be convenient for your family to maybe take a break during school during those hard times. Holidays come up and maybe you want more than just a few days off or a week off or whatever it may be for those holidays. And then with the weather, a lot of people like to homeschool year round because maybe the summer months aren't actually the best time to take a break. And so they might take a little break then, but spread their breaks out over the school year to maximize the weather. Like if you live in a hotter climate, that makes sense. I'm up in Minnesota. I love summer. It's my absolute favorite time of year. Everybody's outside. It does get pretty hot, but nowhere near as hot as some places. But winter is when I'm like, let's get the schooling done so we can enjoy the summer months. But another reason why homeschooling year-round is great is because kids don't lose their learning. So while I love summer and love to maximize it to its fullest potential, I also don't want my kids to lose out on what they've already learned and spent 9 months learning. And I also don't want them to dread starting homeschool again by having 3 months of absolute fun and adventures and then starting all up again. So by including some school during those months, it's not such a hard stop to the fun and start to school. It's just kind of, let's pick the school up a little bit more than we were doing and the adventures less, but it's not this like really hard boundary of fun and then school and seeing the kids, you know, dread going back. You also can have lighter seasons. So you might not fully homeschool in the true sense of like a full homeschool day all year round. You might have times where you do less and then times when you do more. So it gives you more flexibility when scheduling and, you know, when they are sick, maybe you can still do some light stuff, but you'll pick it up heavier on other times because you have more time to fit it all in when you're schooling year round. Also, when you're schooling year round, you just start to look at more as learning. When you start to look at like the things you're doing in those summer months or during those breaks as still school in a lot of ways, maybe it's not a full homeschool day, but you're still partially having a school day. You really start to look at how much learning you really truly do with your kids year round. Whereas if you're like, okay, it's not homeschool anymore, now it's summer, yes, they're reading and stuff, but we're not really considering that school. Well, it is still school. Those things are still school. It's still education. And so you kind of can give yourself more credit for all the things you do if you homeschool year round. And also, you don't have to cram all the fun into a few months if you're schooling year round. You can spread it out. You could take a month off at in the summer, a month off in the fall, a month off in the spring, or there's lots of different schedules, which is what I'm going to talk about next. There are lots of different ways to school year round, and you can do whatever works best for your family. Maybe try one year, try something else the next year. A lot of people do what's called Sabbath schooling. So Sabbath schooling is a lot like when you think of the 7-day week. The Sabbath day is the seventh day, and so you are supposed to rest during that day. If we're going based on like the Old Testament definition of Sabbath, you rest on the seventh day. God rested on the seventh day of creation, and we are supposed to rest on the seventh day. So Sabbath schooling is where you school for 6 weeks, and then you take a week off. So that's your 7 weeks. So you're 6 weeks on, 1 week off. You may do a longer break over Christmas or in the summer, but you're kind of sticking to that pattern of 6 weeks off or 6 weeks on, 1 week off. And that can be a really great thing because 6 weeks is a decent amount of time. Usually we're reading like one read aloud over that time, depending on how long, maybe two. But it's a good chunk of time to really get into your learning. But then by that end of the 6 weeks, you're like, okay, I could really use a break. And that can be really great for fitting in like appointments and little play dates and things like that that you've been putting off because you're going so hard at school for those other 6 weeks. So that's one schedule. Another thing people do is schooling 4 days a week, but then you go longer. I know a lot of people, like myself included, do 4 days a week, but you do 5 days and 4 days. But some people might do 4 days and you don't do everything you would do in like a 5 day week. You do it in, you do 4 days. And then you do that for a longer period of time. And especially if your state has like you have to homeschool for this many days, that can be a good thing to try to still get a day off every single week. But you're going to homeschool over a longer period of time. And so you can fit in those appointments or those play dates or those co-ops and things on that fifth day if you're doing it that way. Another way to homeschool year round is to just, you know, think of the traditional school year, the 9 months of school, and take those 3 months off and just spread them out where it makes sense for you. Maybe you're going to do a month here, a month there. Maybe you're going to do a week here, a week there, or a few weeks for Christmas, and then maybe a few weeks for summer, and then like a week or two in the spring and a week or two in the fall, and you spread it out. There's so many different ways, and every family has different curricula they're following and different rules for each state, but you have to figure out what works best for your situation. So a lot of curricula use like a 36-week plan, and a lot of schools do like, you know, 36 weeks or 165 days or, you know, something around there. Every state's different. Minnesota actually doesn't have a like hard and fast rule, but, you know, I try to do about the same amount of days or about the same amount of schoolwork that a normal school would do over that time. And we use things like The Good and the Beautiful, where our math has 120 lessons. So we get the whole math throughout the year. And then, you know, different things like that. We're doing The Peaceful Press, which has 30 weeks. And then we did an extra, I think, 5 weeks over Christmas. So that's 35 weeks of school. So keep that in mind. So you could take your 36 weeks or however many days you need to homeschool or you want to homeschool, and then you could divide that into terms if you want to do 4 terms or 6 terms or 2 terms, however you want to do it. And then you can plan breaks accordingly. And I find this past year what we did is we read the 5 Laura Ingalls Wilder books. And so after most of the books, we took a week off. We still did language arts and math during that time. And then we also, instead of doing our Peaceful Press, what I did was had my kids like start to learn how to write a paper, an essay, like my third grader, we wrote a couple essays about the book during that week. So she could kind of learn that. And that took longer, you know, writing isn't something she loves. So it was a slow process, but that gave us time to fit in stuff like that. So we were still schooling, but it just depends on how you look at. That's the one thing with homeschooling. It's like, what actually is 36 weeks of homeschooling? Because I'm looking at homeschooling like what we're doing all the time. So, but if you're keeping records of what you're doing, you can kind of figure out what that would be and when your breaks would be and kind of time them with your curriculum that you're using or time them with family events, or just leave, you know, start your year knowing like, we're just going to, we have this many days we can take off for the year and I can choose when I want them. Like if my kids are sick or if we're going through something hard or kind of just leave it open-ended, that's also helpful to do it that way. You don't have to plan it all out at the start of the year. So let's talk about what a summer school day is and how we are using that to school year round. So before the last few months, I would have said, no, we don't school year round. We school during the traditional September to May, end of May, early June, and then we take the summers off. But when I'm really reflecting on what we do over the summer, that's really not true. We still are schooling year round. And now with the launch of Homeschool Glue and my first resource, Seashore Science, I came up with this whole idea that was based on what we did two summers ago and similar to what we did last summer, which is where we are still doing school over the summer, but it's just a little lighter. It's not as many hours. It's all family style. And it keeps the learning going, but it's not as rigorous, I guess you could say, as traditional homeschool. But I still see that as homeschooling year round. We're not doing all the subjects we normally do. We're not taking as much time on everything, but we are still continuing the learning over school using a summer school day. So, for example, we do the Peaceful Press. We did that last year. We're doing it again next year. That's a 30-week curriculum. And then we did about 4 or 5 weeks of Christmas school. We did Treehouse Schoolhouses. I can't think of the name off the top of my head. Her first Christmas resource. We loved that. We did that over Christmas. And so that was like about 34, 35 weeks of school over the school year. And we took breaks for Christmas. We took a couple of days off for Thanksgiving. And then I took a week off after most of the books. Like I said, we weren't fully off. We were still doing math and reading or like language arts, but we weren't doing the Peaceful Press during that time. So I couldn't even tell you how many days we actually technically did homeschool. And then I took a week off for Easter / spring break. And then just some days here and there when it made sense. Sometimes I double up on our learning on one day when we have to take a day off for various reasons during the week, appointments or whatever. And that's okay too. So that's how we did the school year. But then what we have planned for the summer is to do a summer skole. And so that comes, skole, if you're not familiar, comes from the Greek word, skole is the word. And that's what the word school comes from. Skole means leisure and school kind of put together. So like a leisurely education. And when you think of leisure and school, you don't usually think they go together when you're thinking of traditional outside of the home kind of school. But with homeschooling, I think a lot of people do think of that word. It's a lot what a lot of people were drawn to with homeschooling was that like slowing down, taking your time, your kids having more time to play, not rushing through, being able to go down rabbit trails when, you know, your kids are really interested in something. Going on field trips spur of the moment just because it's something that's exciting to you. That's really what a lot of people are looking for with homeschool. And so Skole really encapsulates that idea and really focusing on books and reading and taking your time and having time to think and ponder, and we're not just checking off lists. And so when I was putting together my first resource, I had that in mind. I was thinking about the summertime. I was thinking about homeschool families, but I was also thinking about families who don't homeschool but might want to do something kind of like homeschooling over the summer, especially like teacher families when parents are off or stay-at-home moms, or you know, somebody who works from home but has more time with their kids over the summer. This can be a really fun thing to do that will ignite learning. It will keep the learning going. It will have kids, you know, not feeling like school is like this daunting thing when it comes back in September. And it also is just such a great way to bond as a family and learn together. And so I just came up with the term summer skole because I was thinking about summer school. And when people think about summer school, they think, oh, that sounds horrible. Who wants to do school over the summer? And a lot of times, like, I always thought of, like, kids aren't very smart if they're going to summer school. I'm sure that's not the case. Like, I've known kids these days who take summer school to just, like, freshen up on their learning. So I don't think that's true. It's just kind of the connotation that it had back when I was in school. But it doesn't really have, like, a positive association, at least for me. And so I was thinking, like, Skole, though, is such a beautiful thing that people really strive toward. And so wouldn't it be cool to have a summer Skole where you're doing learning, but in a much more fun way than the workbooks that people get over the summer? I'm guilty of that. We've done workbooks. Not that there's anything wrong with them, but it's not really fun for the kids to do workbooks. And so it's more of like a thing to check off. Whereas a summer Skole is something kids will look forward to, will be a lot of fun. You can spread out over your day. Doesn't have to take a lot of time. Doesn't have to take a lot of thought. But it's just a fun way to keep the learning going as a whole family. And so a summer Skole is a schedule I came up with for my first resource. So my first resource, Seashore Science, it's all based on the Burgess Seashore book for children. And it's all about the sea and sea creatures. And basically, I included a regular half-year schedule where you're doing the curriculum 2 days a week for over 20 weeks. And you can use that as your main science curriculum for your family. Or you can do it as a summer Skole where you're doing 4 lessons a week over 10 weeks. So it's the perfect amount of time for over the summer. You hopefully still have a couple weeks in there of wiggle room. And so each lesson lasts from like 15 minutes to about 45 to 60, depending on if it's an activity in that lesson. And there's one main lesson a week if you're doing it 4 days a week, and then one bonus activity that you can do if you so choose. And so you can really structure it around your day. And so that's what I really love about the whole idea of summer Skole. And you don't have to use my resources. I just wanted to share what the resource is. And then you could adapt that for your family. It's just kind of a fun way to think of the summer and still giving yourself credit for the learning you're doing and making it really fun for your family, but still keeping the schooling going in some capacity. So for my resource, there's a reading out of the Seashore book by Thornton Burgess. So they're reading a few pages aloud, or the kids could read it on their own if they're old enough. And you're reading that as a whole family. There's an additional reading that's based on what you learn. So if you meet a crab in the Seashore book, you will read a little bit about a crab in an ocean anatomy book. Then there's a living picture book for every lesson. So that's really great for the littler kids, but there are some really great ones for older elementary as well. So it's really great for the whole family. And you can fit all of these in different times of your day. There's a short video under 5 minutes. Most of them are under 3 minutes so that the kids can see the actual creature live in front of them on the screen. And so it just is really fun for kids, and it's a much easier to picture all of the different creatures when you can see them in video form. And then there's notebooking. So every day there's an opportunity to notebook about what they learned. So they can, you know, draw about the crab. They can draw the anatomy of a crab. They could draw some kind of feature that they learned about in that lesson, or just draw a narration from the Seashore book, whatever suits their fancy. And then write a little bit about it. And then by the end of the summer, they have this beautiful keepsake book of what they learned as a family over the summer, which is really cool. And they can come back to the first day of school if they're in traditional school, or you can come back to homeschooling knowing that they learned so much and you have proof of that in their little notebook. So it's really fun. And then there are also activities. So there's one main activity that kind of builds upon the learning for that week. So let's say they're learning about squid. There's an activity about squid and how they're different colors on top and on the underside to help keep away prey. And then there's ones about currents. There's activities about how kelp stay afloat, how fish stay afloat, lots of different activities to build upon what they're reading about. And then there's lots of bonus activities as well, which are more fun for all ages, but geared more towards like the preschool age or the early elementary. My oldest is 9 and she still would love these. So it's Play-Doh and edible coral reef, trying seaweed to eat, making a sensory bin, stuff like that. So more hands-on, open-ended stuff as well that you can really fit in any time, but I tie them to certain lessons just where they make sense. And so that's it. It's really not a whole lot, but it's a lot of learning in a really short amount of time and not doing a ton of different things. But throughout that learning, and what I love about the summer Skole idea is that you're learning a lot of different subjects in you know, what doesn't feel like a lot of time. So they're learning literature and language arts. They're learning character building through good books. They're learning science, marine biology, for this example. They're writing, and they're practicing writing through the narration and their student notebooks. They're practicing art. Not only are they drawing every day in the student notebooks, but they're also looking at an ocean anatomy book with beautiful illustrations. They're doing, you could consider it a little bit of handicrafts in some of the activities. They're learning natural history. Like, there's so much learning happening, but it doesn't really feel like that to the kids, which is really fun. And that's the great thing about living books and hands-on activities. That example, my seashore science also has field trip ideas. That's another part of summer school, is getting out, going out into nature, going out into the community, and, you know, learning outside of your home as well. And then I also include movie and documentary ideas and stuff for older kids. And so there's so much stuff. So you can adapt that, you know, if you don't want to do this particular resource or the ones I have in the future, you can take that idea and create your own summer school, or maybe you do something like this already with your family. And I just wanted to create a term for it so parents can have this sense of like, okay, we actually did a lot of learning. We didn't fill up a workbook necessarily, or maybe you did that too. But look at all the stuff we learned throughout the summer. And we are schooling year round. It's just not maybe a full homeschool day all year round, but you still are keeping the learning continuing. And that's super important. Regardless of where kids go to school, just being able to continue the learning all year long is very important, whether you label yourself as a year round homeschooler or not. So I just encourage you, whether you use one of my resources or not, to do some kind of summer school this summer, even a modified one, to keep the learning alive. It's so fun, and it doesn't really feel like quote unquote school. And it just feels like a fun time learning about topics that people love learning about over, you know, a few weeks in the summer. If you are interested in my seashore science and you want to try a week for free, I will have the link to that in the show notes. And then I also have a dedicated blog post all about summer school in more detail that I will link in my show notes as well, because I do have a blog now that I'm adding to every week. And so look for that. And as always, I just hope this was encouraging to you guys to do something fun over the summer and call it a summer school day. So when people are like, oh, do you homeschool over the summer? You can be like, well, actually, I do a summer school day. And it just sounds really cool. And they can be like, what's that? And you can educate them and they can be like, wow, that's really cool. I want to do that with my family. So it's just cool to have a name for something that you probably are already doing anyway. And if not, I just encourage you to do something maybe even lighter. It doesn't have to be super complicated, but you can fit this in over different parts of your day, a little bit here, a little bit there. Maybe you do a reading over breakfast. You do the video when you're making lunch. They do notebooking in the afternoon. Like, you don't have to do it all in one shot, and you can adapt it to your day. But it's just really fun to have little pieces of learning sprinkled throughout your day, and you still have time for adventures and play dates and all the fun things that comes along with the summer. Happy homeschooling. And as always, I will talk to you next time. Thank you for stopping by my little cozy home here on the internet. I pray this podcast episode blessed your life and helped encourage you. I would appreciate so much if you would leave a rating and review, and why not share this episode with a friend while you're at it. Make sure you follow me over on Instagram at homeschoolglue for lots of other intentional motherhood and homeschool tips and encouragement, and some funny memes in there. And as always, happy homeschooling. I'll talk to you soon. Have a good day.